The Cats are getting ready to head to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. Do we stand any kind of chance? That is going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI. Joined, as always, by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how we doing? Another week, another day, another dollar. How we feeling, brother?
Doing good on this fine Tuesday afternoon. I'm excited about the past weekend and excited about our opportunity for this weekend.
Right there with you. Now, we have some strays. We have some quick strays to throw at our buddies.
Strays of the day.
Who do we want to start with? We want to start with Mr. 0-3 or Mr.
Lost? Yeah, 0-3.
Mr. 0-3, okay. Well, here, until you win a game, we're going to play this every week.
I have about 20 booked near where I live, near Clownsville.
Yeah, dude who's been doing this for 32 years. Full-time professional. Rated by One Family Magazine, number one clown, 9 straight years.
Any comments on Mr. Boffman's team?
Yeah, so actually we had a dropout last year. And to the viewers that don't know, we're talking about our fantasy football league. Yes. And we had a dropout last year, Team Anderson. And Team Anderson most of the time didn't really field a lineup. But somehow Team Anderson wasn't this bad.
It's impressive to me how Team Anderson week in, week out had probably 2 or 3 players either. Maybe they were on IR all year. Maybe they were hurt. And he still put up more points than Team the Goff Father. So that's there. And then here's your stray to throw at a good old Mike, who's a friend of the pod, been on the pod a few times. Let's go ahead and let it fly here.
It's where you just oh my God.
Any comment or do we leave it at that?
Nah, the king's still here. We moved to 3-0 after back-to-back titles. So we're on the right pace. Love where the team's at right now.
Okay. Thanks for taking Rashi Rice. But let's talk a little ball now. Talk a little ball. We made fun of our buddies, which is really – I was really excited to do that. Let's talk a little ball. Carson, the Cats are heading down to Oxford. A few months ago, when previewing the season, we talked about, are any of these road games against top 10 opponents, I don't know if winnable would be the word. Maybe it is, but maybe the word is you got a shot. And you and I agreed that the Ole Miss game of Texas, Tennessee, and then Ole Miss on the road, all those road games, the Ole Miss game was the most you got a chanceable game. Do you still feel that way now a few weeks into the season, knowing what we've seen from Texas, Tennessee, and then Ole Miss?
Yeah, I definitely still feel that way. Tennessee is a lot better than I expected. I expected them to be good, but I think they're really, really good this year, unfortunately.
I love that.
Very unfortunately, because, oh, good Lord. And Texas is right there. They're better than Tennessee is. Texas is probably, if not the best team in the country, top two. So, this would be our most winnable game for sure. Out of that stretch.
I'm with you on that. I mean, looking, maybe, Carson, that one of us is going to be the Debbie Downer and one of us is going to be positive. I don't know if you can sell me on it, because I think I agree with you that of those three games, this is your best chance. Yes, you went to Oxford and you gave him a run a few years ago with Will Levis. All that is true. I just don't know if I see it. I think Ole Miss, once again, while most winnable of those three, I think Ole Miss is really, really good. I think that their offense is balanced. I think that Jackson Dart is a really good player. I think that Lane Kiffin's a good coach. And I think that what Ole Miss didn't have forever, they figured out, which is defense. I mean, look at this. They've given up collectively over the season 22 points. 22 points the whole season. Now, we're talking Furman.
They have no good opponents played, though, if you want to look on the flip side of that.
I know it's the flip side of it, but it's an eye test thing. I mean, they look good on defense. And you know they brought in the transfers to be good on defense. They have good defensive players now. It was always, we're great offensively, but we can't stop you. Now I think Ole Miss might be able to stop you. And also on top of that, knowing what Kentucky has offensively, and I'm not sold, I don't know if I'm buying it. So Carson, I'll give you the floor. Talk me into us having a chance here.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss' strength of schedule so far is a big key on that. They haven't really had anyone to prepare for like us. And Kiffin even mentioned that in his press conference. He said hopefully the practices leading up to the season will take care of that for us, but he doesn't really know either. And then we return Chip Trainum this week. That could be a huge addition. We already run the ball well. You saw how we ran the ball against Georgia. So if you can run the ball against like you did against Georgia, and you can maybe get some of those breaks to go your way that didn't go your way in the Georgia game, I could see you giving Ole Miss a really good run for their money and maybe even pulling out the victory down at Oxford.
Yeah, I think I'm not trying to be so negative, but it's like I think Ole Miss is really, really good. And I think Kentucky
– I don't think they're better than Georgia. And I don't think their home crowd impacts games.
I think we were always going to play well against Georgia. I don't know why I feel that way, but I felt like we were going to keep it close against Georgia. I don't know if I'm buying that's who we are. You know what I mean?
I'm also not buying the South Carolina game.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. I agree that we fall somewhere in the middle of those two performances. The question is where we fall somewhere in the middle between those two performances good enough to beat Ole Miss in Oxford? And that's a tough one. What are we dodging over there? But hurricane's coming at him.
Dodging that negativity coming out of your mouth.
Oh, come on. Here he goes. But you see where I'm coming from? No,
I get what you're saying. I mean, they added like Walter Nolan. They added Juice Wells. They lost Judkins. That's a big loss.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But Jackson Dart's progressed another year. They're a really, really good team. And it's going to take our best efforts to be close or to maybe pull an upset. But we're going to have to be the best Kentucky that we can possibly be to compete at a high level down there.
They're also getting after the quarterback. They got 13 sacks on the year so far. That scares me. The offensive line has got to hold up. Got to hold up in this game. I'd also like to see
– I feel as if some of their numbers are a little inflated just because of their competition so far. Because if you look at it, I mean, think about it. Brock was the 10th highest-rated quarterback last week. Dan Key was the number one overall rated receiver last week.
Yeah.
And Maxwell Harrison was the number one rated corner last week. If we played against Ohio and Southern Miss every week, we'd be talked about pretty highly.
I agree. I agree with you. But
I'm not saying that to say that they're a bad team or anything. Yeah. I just think it's an unknown. Now, could they come out and be the same team and beat us by 30 points? Yeah, that could definitely happen.
Yeah,
but we don't know a lot about them yet, is what I'm saying.
I'm with you on that. I think their players are proven, is my thought. And while they haven't proven it against when they play Wake Forest, we're not going to sit here and pretend like Wake Forest is good because they're not. I mean, they're as mid as can be.
They're not mid.
Thank you for Andrew Carr, though.
Their only win is against NCATNT or AT and something. A&T.
But thank you for Andrew Carr, by the way, Wake Forest. Yeah. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. So you're right. You're right. They haven't played anybody worth a damn yet. They haven't. But I believe in the talent on this Ole Miss team. And I don't know. Kentucky does play up and play down to competition. It feels like there's always one game a year, where there's usually one game a year against one of the awful teams they played on the competition. And I'm not going to say that's South Carolina. I don't think South Carolina is a bad football team. I don't at all. They were that close to – I mean, they beat LSU. They're 4-0 right now, and they're a top probably 15 team probably. And they had that game won, I mean, at some points, you know. So I don't think South Carolina is that team. But we also play up to competition a lot. We did against Georgia. I mean, we do. What I don't think is going to happen, I'll tell you this, Carson, I don't think we're going to go down there and get steamrolled, but I don't think we win. I think we go down there and lose this game. See, here's the thing. Our defense is good, and their offense is good. I think that our offense is meh and their defense is, I'm going to say good to we don't know is what I would say. That's where I would label it. I don't know. I think we might be able to slow them offensively. Like, well, our defense can slow them offensively, but can we score? You got to score to win. It's hard to win a game with 0 points. Has that ever happened? I'm thinking no. Unless somehow someone gets negative, and I don't think that's possible. But you get what I'm saying here is I don't know if I'm buying it offensively for us. Defensively, I'm buying it. I think we can slow them, but you got to get those vertical plays. We had them against Ohio, but I don't know if I'm buying what we're selling when it comes to those vertical plays, explosive plays against Ohio. Can you do that against a good team? That's what I need to see.
Yeah. And that's kind of what that argument I made of as to why they haven't played anybody either.
So, I know, but they're just – I just think – I agree. I see. Here's the reality, and this isn't a fun argument. I just think they're better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I – you're right, they haven't played anybody. But I just think talent-wise, they're that much better. That's my concern. I think.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. You can say that. And – you probably have the most realist answer, saying that we're going to go down and lose but not get killed, which is kind of where I would bet if I was putting money on it. I don't think they're going to beat us by 17 and a half.
Yeah, points, I was going to say that line's
quite good. But if I were to put money on it, I would bet us covering that. But I wouldn't bet us to win. But I'm going to say, like, and both those South Carolina and Georgia games, none of the breaks went our way. Like, every single break went the other team's way. And so I think maybe playing one of your best games and getting one or two of those breaks, I think maybe you could pull off the upset.
Yeah, you know, that interception against Georgia stands, one of those fumbles bounces to you. I agree. We haven't gotten that, oh, there's a break for Kentucky in our two games against
SEC. It's back to, oh, this is Kentucky football.
Yeah.
You know, those plays where De'Aaron Jackson doesn't go and pick up the ball that's loose. He just stands there and complains to the ref. Like, Jaquez Jones back in the Georgia game a couple years ago where he didn't pick up the fumble because he thought it was a dead ball. Like, a bunch of just boneheaded mistakes that don't go your way. And I'm thinking maybe they'll start to turn in our tide, hopefully.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I try to be –
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
As legitimate and realistic as possible. And that's what nothing you're saying, like, I'm not saying you're not being realistic, Cardi, because nothing, I agree with everything you're saying. I think I'm putting more stock into what Ole Miss has than maybe you are. And you're, I mean, they haven't played anybody worth a darn yet, but I'm putting a little bit more stock into what they have and what they did in the portal. And I'm also a Lane Kiffin guy. I think he's a really good coach.
Oh, I am too. I love Lane Kiffin. I think he's an awesome, awesome coach.
So that's where my head's at. And what it would take is winning the turnover battle and Brock Vandegrift and maybe Chip pushing the ball downfield, whether it's explosive running plays, whether it's a long plays to Dane Key or Berrion, whoever, whatever it is, pushing the ball downfield. Against George, I mean, we just dink and dunked them to death. I mean, that was just, that was the most.
Well, we ran the ball really well against them.
But that was the most awful, awesome football game of all
time. Yeah, but what I'm saying is Stoops kind of abandoned the run too early. And I think if he would have stuck more with it, I think we would have had an even better chance than we did. And I think the emergence of Jamarion Wilcox will be huge in this Ole Miss game because we can finally see him get out into some space. Maybe we'll throw some screen passes to him. I think he's a really big play type of athlete. He had 11 carries on last Saturday and had 9 missed tackles on those carries, which was a crazy rate if you think about it.
Yeah. this is one of those games to me where it's like, and I hope I get roasted by Cats fans if we go win this game. That'd be ideal. Ideal as heck.
I'll roast you.
That's fair. And you
don't have to worry about that.
But I'm just putting a lot of stock in Ole Miss right now. I think that they're really good. I think they were a legit title contender. I also agree with you, though, that I don't believe in their home field advantage. I don't think they have much of a home field advantage because here's the deal. If I went to Ole Miss, I don't care how good our football team is. I'd be at the Grove. I'd want to go back to the Grove and watch the game on TV and keep drinking Sprites. It's the Grove. But
Grove, I think there'd be a good amount of Kentucky fans going down there too, just because it's such a fun place to be at.
I'd love to go down. Haven't you been down? You went down there once.
Didn't I didn't get to go down there. No, I want to though.
I thought you did go down there. Why did I think? Did Jake go down there?
I think so. Yeah. Jake and them were down there.
But that's a place I'd like to go visit in the SEC at some point. I've never been to Oxford, but I mean I like a good time and they have a good time, and that's I like that a lot. But Janae. What are your keys to a win, Carson? What do we have to do? Like I said, for me, it's winning the turnover battle and getting some explosive plays. I mean, I assume you agree with those, but what else does Kentucky have to do to win this game?
Definitely win the lines of scrimmage, whether that be offensive or defensive. You gotta win both. Yeah. And that's really where the game lies to me, honestly. If you can't do that, I don't think you have a chance of beating them because they have too many skill athletes.
Yes.
So I think that is the number one key to the game. And then from there, you run the ball. It opens the passing lanes. Maybe you can get Brock in more of a rhythm, short passes to get him more than in a rhythm. And then that opens up the next level, which is one of more deeper throws. And then your offense starts to click, and I think you have a good enough defense to slow them down enough to win. I really do believe in the defense. I think it's a really good defense.
The defense is definitely going to keep you in it. The question is, can the offense go win the game? That's what the defense will keep you around. Can the offense go win is what this will come down to. And, you know, just looking at this, to me, and you said it right, it's the offensive line. Can they hold up? You got some solid, solid pass rushers down there in Oxford. Really solid pass rushers. Can you hold up against those guys? That's going to make a break game, in all honesty to me. I mean, because if Brock has no time, we're looking at South Carolina at 2.0. It's going to be the same game. But I think a better football team.
But that's why I think you have to establish the run game early so they can't just blitz the hell out of you, you know?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. But I mean, I think pass protection is what scares me. People always, who was it the other day? And I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus because it's not a crazy rocket science football topic. But someone asked me, like, why are we so good at, and this was one of our buddies. And not going to throw anybody under the bus because this is a bit of a okay kind of question here. But they were like, why are we so bad at pass protecting and but we're really good at running the football? I'm like, well, I mean, when offensive line, when you're pass blocking, you're bringing the boom.
Yeah.
Bringing the boom. When you're pass blocking, you're
taking. Yeah, you're on your heels. You're on your heels against a guy that's 6'6", 350, coming full speed off the edge. It's going to get ugly. You got to be a real nasty dude to pick that up.
It's not easy. Pass protection is not easy. I have many, many negative memories from it.
Oh, yeah. Negative memories and concussions. So yes. Less memories.
Yes. You forgot all the memories.
Yeah.
I mean, CTE right here, example one. But, yeah. So, I mean, that's the problem. I believe they can block. So people are like, well, we're so good at blocking the run. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. Easy is not the right word, but it's much easier than pass protection. Because in run blocking, once again, you're bringing the boom. If you are – and I believe while our offensive line has not done well in pass protection, I do believe they know the playbook well, and they always do a good job of climbing on double teams, stuff like that leads to us creating explosive runs. They did that last year.
They get to the next level very, very well.
And that's what I'm saying. They did that last year for Ray Davis. So we were terrible in pass protection, but we were great at run blocking. And that's why they understand their assignment. They know when to climb. They know who they're supposed to be blocking. The problem is pass protection. Will they hold up? And that's what we need to see. That's what we have to see. So if they hold up and you can keep running the ball and get some vertical passing plays and maybe some explosive run plays, I believe you have a shot. If you're getting sacked all game, I think that Ole Miss wins this game. And I think they cover if we can't pass protect. That's my opinion. If we can pass protect, I think we hang around.
I agree. It's the lines of scrimmage. It truly is. And I'm hoping our guys can dig out some nasty in them and hopefully hold up.
And maybe our defensive line. Now, this is where I'm really with you, Carson, on your whole argument of they haven't played anybody. They haven't played Deion Walker.
Yeah.
They have not played anything.
No, the size is a tremendous difference. They have not played our size yet. Our size,
their offensive line is not ready for what's coming into town. I agree with you on that. That our, you know, we will be the best front they've played. So can
we might be the best front most teams play.
I agree with you on that.
I think our front is ridiculously good.
So the question is, can you take advantage of that? And that is what we need to see. Can you take advantage of that? So that's going to be the reality here.
Because if Jackson Dart gets in trouble and turns the ball over a couple times, that would be huge.
Yeah, and you got to win that turnover battle. I'm with you. Or don't lose it. You know, 0-0 would be fine, but you'd love a turnover and you'd love to not turn it over yourself. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Carson, give me a score prediction to this football game, and then we have a couple things to talk about basketball recruiting that we're going to call today. Score prediction, thoughts.
My score prediction is not going to be what I bet. So, because I'm more of hoping this is going to happen. And I think Kentucky wins 31-28 in a really, really scary game, really nerve wracking game down to the end of it. Just like the last one with Levis, but it goes our way this time. They don't call the bullcrap penalty on Berrion for flinching half a hair early and Dane Key mossing him. That's a touchdown this time.
Yeah. I respect it. You are the optimist. I am the pessimistic one. And I'll tell you, I don't see this going as well as you do. I think we hang around. I think we cover. I think we cover. I think we lose this game by 14 points. I think Ole Miss.
That's what I'm betting. I'm betting us to cover.
I think Ole Miss wins 28-14. That's my guess. I think they win by 14. I think we cover. And I think it'll be close for a while, and they're going to pull away with a couple late touchdowns with their explosive offense. That's my take here. So leave that in the YouTube comments. Leave your score predictions in the YouTube comments. Carson, you got some basketball recruiting nugs for us here. Share some stuff.
Yeah, so Kentucky's officially out on Braylon Mullins, and it's sounding like a Caden Lewis is still – trending towards UK after the UConn visit, which is
huge,
big time.
Huge. So you hate being out. You know, we talked about, Carson, the 4-5 guy debate. How many guys can you get in the top 35, 40? And it was looking good. And I'm not saying it's looking bad, because I believe you get a Caden Lewis. That gives you three. And I still believe you get one of those three power forwards to give you four. I still believe. But your room for error is – day by day getting smaller and smaller now that Tonde, you know, we're out of the race with Tonde, Yesufu, and now, of course, Braylon Mullins. Braylon Mullins, it's a tough loss because he's a great player who would have fit the system well, knowing how good of a shooter he is. But
I'm still as confident as the day I told you.
Yeah, and while Kampoff is not great at fantasy football, he did make a good point this morning saying, you know, it just after the Jasper commit, it felt like – this was kind of the reality here of, hey, it you got Jasper. It doesn't make a ton of sense for Braylon to come with him. Break news for your Eagles. You've signed John Ross.
Oh, so have fun alive.
Have fun with that. I'm sure that'll go great.
Yeah.
So love that a Caden Lewis update though, Carson. That's huge. Huge. So
can you imagine if that dream class and Caleb Wilson joins too? Mm.
If you have Malachi, Caleb Wilson, Jasper, and a Caden Lewis, that would be ideal.
That's probably your number one class in the country.
Yeah. And I just would love, Carson, the whole Pope can't recruit. Well,
Is that what they sound like?
That's how they say Pope can recruit. And we're gonna bring the boom.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, give me one. Where are we at on the boom meter, Carson?
I'm not a big boom guy.
No, not a big boom guy.
Only when we get commitments, I'm a boom guy.
Okay. I'll hold you
then
to
I'm
that.
A big boom guy.
I'll hold you to that. All right, one more time before we call it a day.
I have about 20 booked near where I live, near Clownsville.
Yeah, dude who's been doing this for 32 years. Full-time professional. Rated by One Family Magazine, number one clown, 9 straight years.
All right.
Sorry, Carson. Cam. Love you. You just
we do. We do love you, but until you win a game, it's going to keep coming. So I'd win one. Carson, any of the thoughts before we call today, brother?
Yeah, he's kind of trending towards like the 0-16, his favorite team, Detroit Lions.
Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. All right, appreciate y'all being here every single day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Hit that thumbs up. I really appreciate y'all doing that. I hope everyone has a great rest of the day today. And we will see y'all on Thursday right here on the Wildcats Today podcast.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.